France has provided not just a spiritual, but a literal home for American singer Nina Simone. She's lived there, away from the United States, for years. Simone is a musical icon whose embrace of jazz, protest, and popular song defies simple categories. She rarely gives interviews, but she did grant Nick Spitzer an audience recently in New Orleans. He has this profile.
In 1959, Nina Simone recorded her first and biggest hit, selling a million copies. She perfected this song in the jazz clubs of Atlantic City and New York. She performed it on stage and recorded it again in 1964.
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad.
In the 40 years since her rendition of George Gershwin's tune from Porgy and Bess, Nina Simone has continued to make records, mostly from her live concerts. And today at age 68, touring remains a source of inspiration for her. Simone has lived abroad in self-imposed exile since 1974, starting with Barbados and on to England and Liberia, before finally settling in France. Long concerned about the civil rights and living conditions of African Americans in the United States, she has rarely returned to the U.S., except to receive honorary degrees and give occasional concerts. Speaking in her inimitable way, Simone considers whether there remains a difference between her audiences here and in Europe.
Not anymore. They like to see me here now. That's all new. I think it's because it was so long before I came to America this time. They respect my songs, and they respect me for singing them. And I try to please them. If they know old songs like Porgy and My Baby Just Cares For Me, which I sing all the time, I am glad to give to them what they want to hear, and it amazes me how many they remember.
Baby, my baby don't care for shows, and he don't even care for clothes. He cares for me. My baby don't care. Cars and races, baby don't care for. He don't care for high-toned places. Liz Taylor.
Such popular jazz songs were not the stuff of Simone's childhood dreams. Born Eunice Wayman, one of seven musically talented children in the tiny town of Tryon, North Carolina, Simone's mother was a Methodist minister, her father a handyman. Simone was a prodigy on organ and piano. A teacher started a fund to help her attend high school in nearby Asheville and eventually to study piano at Juilliard. Later, in a searing disappointment, Simone's classical ambitions were thwarted when she was rejected from enrolling at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. When she turned instead to support herself by playing in nightclubs, Simone says she found her own voice and developed an eclectic popular repertoire that still engages listeners.
Well, it's very simple, my dear. I worked hard. I started out as a pianist when I was three. I studied 22 years classical music. And then when I was rejected at Curtis Institute of Music to be a classical pianist, I was rejected there. I then went into show business, to a bar because of the rejection, and I learned all types of music. So I call my music black classical music.
I'm wondering, why were you rejected?
Because I was black, my dear.
Her voice has been described as haunting molasses vinegar, and like her personality, has both sweetness and edge, sometimes in the same moment. Nina Simone describes how this creative tension and vocal style emerged in personal and social terms.
Well, I developed it because of racism. First of all, you have to understand that. I still sing and play for the American blacks and the third world blacks. So I have an edge because I deeply regret what has happened to the blacks in this country and the third world people. So you see me singing songs of sweetness and tenderness, and you see me singing songs of deep resentment of what has happened here, and I don't think it's gotten any better. To be young, living back is where it's at. It's where it's at. It's where it's at.
Her protest anthems like Young, Gifted, and Black and Mississippi Goddamn place her squarely in the lineage of African-American intellectuals, artists, and social critics.
My heroes, Marcus Garvey, Langston Hughes, Lorraine Hansberry, Alina Horn, Paul Robeson, and Bob Marley. These are my heroes.
Simone also reveres the grand dames of the 1920s and 30s classic blues and their saucy style and perseverance against the odds.
The blues are very important. I don't like blues because it makes me blue. But when I sing Sugar in My Bowl, and the audience loves it. Bessie Smith, baby.
What do you love about that song?
Oh, my goodness, man. It's talking about sex and love.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad.
Where are you living now?
I live in the south of France.
Et tu parles français tous les jours, eh, là-bas?
Oui, vous parlez français.
Un petit brin, j'ai appris ma français.
Speaking in French with the diva, her tone changed immediately. I sensed an instant comfort and freedom in the language of her adopted land.
Ne me quitte pas.
Early in her career, Simone took her stage name from the French actress Simone Signoret. The singer says the world of French popular music that first attracted her when she still lived in the U.S. retains its allure today.
We do a particular song called Ne me quitte pas. I learned it from Jacques Brel. It says, in the essence of the song, it says, please don't leave me. And that has been my kind of plea for all these years.
Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas.
I find that the American audiences haven't left me, and I'm surprised. And I'm glad about it. That's a joy. And the bigger the audience, the more I enjoy it. It is my life. Not all of it, but I don't have a lover right now. So it is my life.
And do you imagine that you would ever reside here again? Or is that
I'm never going to live here again, honey. No. No way.
Nina Simone. She hasn't left the U.S. just yet. Tonight she performs in Los Angeles and then continues her tour to Chicago, Seattle, and Detroit before returning to the south of France, her home. For NPR News, I'm Nick Spitzer.
In my bowl.